Blog Talk Radio.
Five, four, three, two, one.
The views and comments do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio or its affiliates.
And you are listening to Let Them Know, MMEO, on eWater Radio.
Broadcasting live.
Hey, welcome to episode 21 of Let Them Know, MMEO. I am Steven Solo, as you already know. With me is Ron Bateau.
What's up, Steve Solo? How's it going?
Oh, man. I miss you, man.
I miss you more, man. It's crazy because you see all these, the news, you see TMZ, and then they're all doing their, everybody's in their own place, and it's, but it's still recording, you know? So it's not gonna stop us either, huh?
Well, okay, so let me explain what's going on right now for all of you that are listening. Ron is not in the MMEO studio. I am. So we had to obviously record our bit, this part, through Skype. And, you know, it's a safe way of keeping my family safe because Ron possibly has the Rona because he's an essential worker. So I wanted to make sure that I don't, Ron doesn't pass the Rona to me. Do you have the Rona, Ron?
Yes, sir. I got the Rona light right here in my hand.
There you go. Okay. So you got the Rona, you got Rona light. It's kind of funny though, bro, because, there was a lot of people though, man. There's a lot of gullible people out there that when this whole thing broke out, Corona sales dropped because they thought it was associated with beer.
That's crazy how they all thought it was that, but it wasn't.
It wasn't. Speaking of which, you are an essential worker. You are on the front lines of this invisible war. You are keeping the populace of Las Vegas drunk and sedated. No, that's a bad way of putting it. But you're an essential worker. How are you keeping safe out there, man? I don't know if I asked you that question like two episodes ago, but bro, you got kids at home, man. Bro, you should be scared, man. Hold on a second. If this is real, because now I'm seeing a whole bunch of stuff. I believe that there is a coronavirus, but I don't believe it's as deadly as media makes it out to be. But how are you keeping safe, Ron Stone?
Well, lucky while I'm here in the front line, you know, supporting our customers with alcohol during this pandemic, I was fortunate to grab, my job supplied me with a mask. Well, they supplied me with a bandana at first, and after that, I hooked it up with the mask and told us how to make masks, and then they supplied us with gloves. And definitely, I was looking for hand sanitizer, you know, alcohol solution to kill the virus on my hand, clothes, and so forth. So a company called Buzzballs, favorite alcohol beverage that's out there with different flavors like strawberry and grape and pina colada, they supported us with hand sanitizer made with alcohol and aloe and to keep us safe from the ro-ro.
Blue Balls, do they make like hand sanitizers?
Blue Balls. Buzz Balls, buddy.
Oh, that's what I thought you said, Blue Balls. I'm sorry, what is it? What's it called?
It's called Buzz Balls. It's a liquor. A lot of women like it because it's different flavors and it's like a mixed drink.
I know what you're talking about. Buzz Balls. They make hand sanitizer?
Yes, sir. Just for us, you know, instead of adding the flavor to the alcohol, Well, they give us the alcohol at 70% or higher, you know, to protect us because there's no alcohol out here. You know, I see a lot of TP coming back on stock, but I never see alcohol, rubbing alcohol.
So let me ask you a question, though. You said they provide flavors, right? So are you like, I didn't catch that. Are you spraying yourself with like, oh, did you say that they just give you 70% alcohol flat out and then you use that as hand sanitizer?
Yeah. Oh, okay. You thought I was smelling like pina colada one day. The next day, kind of like strawberry daiquiri.
Because I was about to say, you smell like a fruity fool is what you smell like.
At least I smell good and I'm disinfected.
Well, that's really nice of Buzz Balls to hook it up like that. We have an interview, actually two interviews with Ron Stone was out on the field. Doing his journalism investigative work, interviewing families and businesses that are coping with the coronavirus, the novel coronavirus. And who are we interviewing first, Ron Stone?
First business that I was fortunate to have an interview with during this quarantine, because it's like we wanted to talk about using your time wisely, being quarantined, you know, turning this negative situation into a positive outcome. Uh-huh. And then I met these two businesses, and then while we were quarantined, they took the initiative to go ahead and get their business license, get a game plan going, and then now they're doing business. They're up and running. The first business, they're called Glitz with Glamour.
Cool.
There are three sisters, and they're in this business together equally. That's beautiful. They're all equal with this business. And then they sell hair. They sell hair products. Okay, and okay. They all do hair.
Okay, we got to get in. We got, because we're running out of time. We're running out of time. So the second interview, who are we interviewing there? In 30 seconds, sum it up.
Potato Me Crazy. They do loaded potatoes. You guys got to check it out.
That's it. Cool. So Glitz and Glam and Loaded Potato, correct?
Yep. It's Glitz with Glamour and...
Okay. Glitz with Glamour.
And Potato Me Crazy.
Oh, Potato Me Crazy. There you go. All right, cool. Without further ado, let's get into these interviews.
And don't forget, every first and third Saturday of every month, listen to the show, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
What's up? Episode 21. Let them know, MMEO. We got some new business owners here. I'm proud of them. Accomplishments during COVID-19 pandemic, being quarantined. Testaments from these new business owners. You know, turning a negative situation into a positive outcome. All right, we are here with Glitz with Glamour. We are here with the first owner with Glitz with Glamour.
Michelle Johnson.
And?
Maisha Johnson.
Kelly Wallace.
And we're all sisters.
Hey. Just real quick, what are you guys' thoughts about this COVID-19, being quarantined?
Well, for me, I'd say it's been a challenge being quarantined. I just really think it's sad the way it's happening. So many people are being affected, you know, losing jobs, and then the government actually coming in and helping those same families to get, you know, money fluctuating in the economy so that we can keep going, move on, and come out of this stronger than ever, than more stronger than ever before.
All right, Mice.
Honestly, when it first happened, I was like, I'm going to walk by faith. And then as things got more and more challenging, I got a little nervous. And then I noticed that I was in one of the category of the people that would die because I have health issues. So it's been fun to spend time with my kids, but it's also scary because they ask questions. But it also turned into a wonderful thing because at home sitting there, it was like, hey, I got to do something. Online is booming. It would be the perfect time for me to open up that online business. So when my sisters came together with this idea, I had to jump on it.
Nice. Kelly?
Well, I have a lot of thoughts about the COVID-19. It's totally out of the norm. Let's just say that for the beginning. But I don't know. I have a lot of mixed thoughts because I'm one of the essential workers, and, you know, I'm out here with it, and I have to deal with it and, you know, not be at home to be able to sit here and collect that good money like everybody. So it's kind of a mixed situation for me.
All right. So I know during this quarantine, let them know about the business.
What inspired me to open up this business was just the fact that I wanted to do something positive. At the beginning of the year, I sat out and I said, okay, you know, my life it has changed. You know, growing up, I'm getting older. I have a different family establishment. You know, with having a daughter in college and, you know, and having two small young kids at the house, you know, it's a little bit of a struggle with having to find childcare or being able to work a normal job and have that family to work ratio. So I decided I should go into getting a home-based business so that I'll be able to be at home with my kids, you know, and still be able to provide an income. I am blessed to have, you know, a family where we're able to take care of ourselves, but I want to, you know, solidify something for the future. And this was the best way at this time, being stuck in house, you know, a time just really brainstorm and come together with everything we have to do, you know, with the Glitz with Glamour website. And we were able to come up with some beautiful things that helped us, you know, because we are all stylists. Maisha, you know, she's very creative. She's also creative with making cakes and crafts, personalized items. Even on our website, glitzwithglamour.com, you can customize your favorite sports team and add a picture to your washcloths or even your socks. So we do have that available too. Again, that's at glitzwithglamour.com, glitzwithglamour.com. And if you would like to just call in, you're not computer savvy, you can go ahead and give us a call at 1-877-900-GLAM. That's 1-877-900-GLAM.
All right. How about you, Maisha?
I chose to be a part of something like this because for years now I've been saying I wanted an online business, but I wanted to create something different, but something that could also give back to others. So I kind of left it alone because initially I was a teacher, and I said, I have time until I retire. I have time, but I wanted to have something established then. But time is short, and I got lupus, I have kids, so I was like, I got to do an online thing. And so when we came up with this idea, it was perfect timing, especially with COVID-19. I'm at home to be able to think about it. My health is doing better. I'm giving back to others, and I want people to be able to give back. So if you guys would like to give back to us during this time of need, please visit our website, glitzwithglamour.com. Please also share our website with others that may want to support. Also, you can follow us on Twitter. Also, you can follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter information is at glitzwithglam. Our Instagram information is glitz_withglam. Please follow us. Share our information. Reach out.
Kelly?
Well, our business is called Glitz with Glamour. Amazing. And it's a sister-owned business that is inspired by God, family, life, and so much passion. Something we pray is that our kids can have it as our legacy, you know, just a never-ending story. Please reach out to us at glitzwithglamour.com. Have a blessed day.
So Glitz with Glamour, it's an online boutique. We sell braiding hair and accessories. I really want to tell y'all about the braiding hair, too. What we offer is the pre-stretched hair. It's about 48 inches right now. That's what we got. That's a really hot item, and it braids really well. I can tell you from being a personal stylist and, you know, braiding all my life, it dips well and everything like that. I have actually been very surprised by its results. So you guys check that out. Also, we sell accessories, earrings. You know, we got little bangles, you know, and we're expecting a fresh shipment of some 5D mink eyelashes. Really pretty, ladies. Really pretty. Look out for those. For the fellas, we haven't forgot about you. We have dreadlock caps and do-rags, wave caps. You know, we try to make sure that we're keeping you guys engaged. And go ahead, too, and check out our shea butter. We also have a excellent line with Sugar Shim products. Oh, you guys got to try it. Whether you want your hair to be soft or smooth, or you're trying to promote healthy hair that grows, you want to check out her products as well. Really, really good products there. Also, we hope to be booking soon. So you'll be able to book for your braiding, your nails. Right now, we have braiders available. We're just waiting on the country to open back up, you know, and we want to avoid any unnecessary spreading, but we will have precautions in place when we do open for booking on there. And we will have, right now, we have braiders waiting in Bakersfield, California, Minot, and Farlow, North Dakota, as well as Las Vegas. And we have more cities coming soon so that we can make sure we represent our company and make sure that we're able to give our customers what they look for. I mean, who wouldn't want to, I don't know who I can book with. Let me just call 1-877-900-GLAM and I can reach a braider. You know, that'll be convenient for me and my time and at a price you can afford, as well as a style that you're going to love. So go ahead and check us out at glitzwithglamour.com. We are an online boutique ready to serve you. You know, a sister-owned business that, you know, it's for the people. You know, we know what it means, what it feels like to have to run out there and get hair. So Las Vegas, right now we're currently delivering in your area. If you get your order in early enough, we'll go ahead and drop that off for you because we know how it feels to run out of hair when you braid in braiders. We understand that. And we know how it feels to the hair stores across town, or, you know, and you need that sometimes. So go ahead and check us out. Again, that's glitzwithglamour.com or 1-877-900-GLAM. Thank you.
All right. I love that. Man, that's some nice stuff right there. So we got something special going on. Well, Glitz with Glamour got something special going on. Here's my Maisha with the special announcement.
So we have two different raffles. First of all, we did a small business challenge on our individual Facebook pages. We actually got a lot of support. So first, we want to say thank you to all people, everyone that donated, even those who just had supportive comments. Our raffle winner, for the people that actually gave support, we have two raffles. So this first raffle is a surprise. No one knew that they were entered in the raffle. We actually did a small business challenge on our individual Facebook pages. So if you donated anything to either Michelle, Kelly, and I, we put you in a raffle because we just wanted to say thank you. So even if you don't receive anything, we just want to say thank you. Our raffle winner tonight was Ty Sims. Ty Sims. So everyone who gave, you were entered in Ty Sims. So Ty Sims, if you're listening to this, please contact us for your gift. If not, we will contact you soon.
All right, Ty Sims, congratulations.
Okay, our second raffle, we're actually announcing this raffle. So when we air 2 weeks from now, we're also doing another raffle. This raffle will include at least a $10 credit and also some of our products. So if you are interested in being a part of our raffle, please feel free to check out our website, glitzwithglamour.com. There's a section on there for our events, and our raffle will be there. You can actually purchase our raffle tickets, and this will help us to continue to grow. But also, if you make a purchase from our website, you will automatically be entered into our raffle. Again, 2 weeks from now at 12 p.m., same concept. You will have the same information to hear us on the radio station, and we will announce the winner. So either purchase something or purchase a ticket. Feel free. GlitzWithGlam.com, 1-877-900-GLAM. Call us or check out our website. See you soon.
All right, man, I'm proud of you guys. Glitz with Glamour. Thank you guys for taking the time out for this interview. I'm proud of you guys. Man, wish you guys the best.
Woo.
Wish you guys millions.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Woo. Congratulations, Ty.
Congratulations, Ty. Good job. Check us out for our new winner in 2 more weeks.
All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. Later. What's up? Accomplishments during COVID-19 pandemic. Being quarantined, but we got testaments from new business owners turning a negative situation into a positive outcome. All right, we here with the founders of Potato Me Crazy. Yes, Miss J is Jaren and Jay. What's up, y'all? How you guys doing? Thank you for taking the time out while we're quarantined over here. We're social distancing over here. We got our 6 feet going on over here. You know, we got our mask, but we all got like some good masks and some our gloves, you know. How you guys doing today?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Can't complain and won't complain at all. So we're doing awesome. Mr. J, how you doing over there?
Oh, we are always blessed. Always blessed. You know, another day.
One potato at a time. One potato at a time. That's what we say when we wake up.
One potato, two potato, three potato. Everybody know that stuff.
Potato four.
Man. All right. I see. During this quarantine, It's crazy out here.
It is.
But you guys found ways to still utilize your time, as we say at MMEO, 24 hours, use it or lose it. And I see you guys are using your time productively with this new business that you have going. Man, so first of all, I got a couple questions. So what are your thoughts about this COVID-19 and being quarantined?
Okay, so quick little thought is I just want everybody to be safe. The fact that we had to tell everybody to wash your hands, I'm going to keep my personal opinions on that. But anyways, just wash your hands, be safe, stay as far away from strangers, but hug your loved ones because they need a hug right now with all that's going on. People just need a hug and just to know that everything is going to be okay. And a prayer, always.
All right, yep, prayers. TP,
yes,
and
sir.
Hug.
Definitely. Well, my thoughts on it, trials and tribulations. It's more people learning and making a difference through your knowledge. Get knowledge on what you need to do and do it. It's that simple. Trials and tribulations, let's get through it. Make us stronger, make us better, and everything above. So that's my thoughts on it. Very simple. Simple as that.
All right. So what have you guys been doing and doing with the family during this quarantine?
So me, Miss J, I have, I do work from home, but I also at the same time, I have founded other ventures and businesses, and I do a lot more cooking and more family time and just try to spend more time at home and let the family, you know, time that you didn't take as a positive, you know, you just took it as, oh, I got to stay at the house. Now you just stop and you realize, you know what, family is all that you got. And that's all, especially when you can sit in the house with them for 24 hours a day and you can't go nowhere. That's all you got. So you got to love and cherish them and appreciate them and move on. You know what I'm saying? And keep going.
Keep going.
Well, you know, it has its tough times. You know, you want to get out and do your thing. But I've been enjoying my grandson like no other. It's, you know, it's really a blessing having little ones around, you know. Daughter at the house, both daughters at the house. It's a good time. It's just, you know, so try not to think about the negative. Just, you know, have fun. Enjoy what we can enjoy.
That's nice. That's cool. So let them know about the business and who inspired you to open up this business. Who or what inspired you to open up this business and who's a part of it?
Okay, so outside of just me being a mother of five and wanting to feel like I've given my kids something to not just live for, but like if I die tomorrow, I did my job in leaving them something. But honestly, I had this inspiration in the past, and listening to you, Ron, and utilizing your 24 hours, that helped me and that motivated me a little bit harder to push and get that 24 hours and utilize it outside of my fiance and him trying to help me to get, you know, just push it and not to sit around the house. And yes, you have a job, but we ain't going to focus on the negative and what's going on right now in life. We're going to focus on the positive and getting ourselves ahead. And hey, like I say, one potato at a time, and put those smiles on those faces with those potatoes.
Oh, thanks, Ms. J. I'm glad you utilize that 24 hours, use it or lose it with
yes.
The MMEO slogan.
Oh, yeah.
And how about you, Jay?
Well, you know, always wanted to be an entrepreneur. And I took it as, okay, yeah, you got furloughed and I have a job and everything. And I didn't take it as a negative. I took it as, let's get something else done. Let's take this time and do something positive with it. 24 hours, lose it or use it or lose it. You have to use it. So I said, let's put it to use. My fiance, a brilliant woman, had a great idea. I said, let's do it. Why not? Hey, we have nothing to lose right now. You know, let's do it. Let's not depend on government to pay us or, you know, anything else. Let's do this. Let's get out, work hard, and make it happen. And that was the drive for it. Yes.
Nice. All right. About wrapping it up over here, but before we leave, can you let the listeners know about your contact information and how to place those orders? Because, you know, everybody wants to try these, oh, delicious, loaded potatoes. Fully loaded, different varietals. People, please check them out.
Yes.
They are so delicious. I ate about 8. But yes, please let them know.
Okay, so my contact information, thank you guys for reaching out when you get a chance. Right now we got a special. You buy one, get one half off. And the contact information on Instagram is potato_me_crazy, KRZY. Again, that's potato_me_crazy, KRZY. And then also on Instagram and on Facebook. So if you want to call or text us, we appreciate you. Our number is 702-767-7519. Again, that's 702-767-7519. And if you guys give us a call, let us know you heard us on the podcast and you just want to reach out, we will always give you 50% off on a potato. We love you and we appreciate you.
Or text. That'll work. And we have free delivery also. So, you know, we understand everybody's going through these times right now. So, you know, that's our, let me lightweight say, blessing to you guys. Free delivery. Call us and we're ready. So, potato me crazy. One potato, two potato, three potato, four.
Oh, yeah. Thank y'all. Thank you guys. That is In the Heezy.
Woo-hoo.
Potato me crazy. Check them out, y'all.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Later.
Yeah, later.
Have a great night.
Blessings.
24 hours. Use it or lose it.